The 17th day of the blessed month of Beremhat, the departure of Lazarus, the beloved of the Lord. On this day in the year 34 AD, the righteous Lazarus, the beloved of the Lord Christ, departed. He was the brother of Martha and Mary, and the Lord often found his visits to their house to be restful. When Lazarus fell sick, his sisters sent to the Lord Christ, saying, "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick." When Jesus heard that, he said to the disciples, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of the Lord, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister Mary and their brother Lazarus. However, he stayed two more days in the place where he was to magnify the miracle. When the Lord came to Bethany, he stood before the tomb of Lazarus and said, "Take away the stone." And Martha said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be a stench, for he has been dead for 4 days." And Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" And then they took away the stone. And Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with the grave garments, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. This is from John 11, verses 1 through 45. And that was to manifest the reality of his death, and therefore the miracle was significant, and for that reason many believed in Jesus Christ. May the prayers of Lazarus be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day in the year 1844 AD, St. Sidham Bechet was martyred in Damietta. He was born and raised in Damietta until his early youth. He was devout in his Christianity and celibate, and he was also in charge of the deacons of his church. In the year 1820 AD, he moved to Alexandria, where he worked as a lumber merchant. He came to Damietta often to buy the lumber. He took interest in restoring the church of the martyr Mary Gerges al-Muzahim, also known as St. George the Zahimian, in the city of Basat el-Nasara. One day, on his way to the church to pray in Damietta, a wicked person obstructed his way to prevent him from going into the church, but he did not pay any attention to him. And that person became agitated and started to insult and curse Sidham with evil words until some of the boys in the street gathered around them. And they attributed false accusations against Sidham. And Sidham was brought before the court. The judge decided either Sidham must forsake his Christian faith or be killed. When Sidham refused to turn away from Christianity, they tormented him and then dragged him through the streets of the city. That coincided with the passing by of Sidham's friend, Al-Mualim Abinub Ibrahim, who tried to rescue Sidham. However, the mob beat Abinub also on his head with palm branches, and later on, he died from his injuries. The mob continued to insult St. Sidham Bechet and tortured him in different terrible ways for 5 consecutive days. But Sidham endured it thankfully, saying, "O my Lord Jesus, O my Lady, the Compassionate One." And by that, of course, he meant the Lady St. Mary. Finally, St. Sidham delivered his pure spirit into the hand of the Lord, and the Virgin St. Mary was present at the time of his departure. And thus St. Sidham received the crown of martyrdom. When the matter reached the Khedive, he sent to investigate the death of St. Siddim, which revealed the innocence of Siddim from what he was accused of. And the Khedive ordered that crosses be lifted up in the funeral, for it was forbidden to do so before. All the Christian denominations in the city participated in the funeral, and the priests put on their priestly vestments, and the procession was guarded by the soldiers. After completing the funeral prayers, the body was buried with great veneration in the ground of St. George Church in Demiara, and a pillar of light was seen in the night of the burial and shined above his tomb. St. Siddim's body is still kept in a shrine in the Virgin St. Mary's Church in Demiara. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, in the year 1899 A.D., the Holy Father, Anba Basilius, Metropolitan of Jerusalem, departed. This father was born in the year 1818 A.D., in the village of Eldaba, to godly parents. When he was 25 years old, he became a monk in the monastery of St. Antonio's and persevered in worship and asceticism. Because of his knowledge and godliness, he was ordained a priest and then hegumen and was appointed abbot for the monastery. St. Basilius managed the monastery well with gentleness, wisdom, and meekness that made Pope Kyrillos IV, father of the Reformation, to ordain him metropolitan for Jerusalem. Anba Basilius was prudent in managing the affairs of his diocese. He cared for the buildings in the churches and brought endowments to care for them. He was loved by everyone, regardless of their religion or political affiliation, for his meekness and wisdom. During his days, a dispute rose with the Ethiopian monks because of the ownership of the El Sultan Monastery in Jerusalem, which belonged to the Coptic Church. Because of the vigilance of this father, the Ethiopians could not take over the monastery, and he spent his days in continuous effort for what was good for the church and his people. And when St. Basilius finished his good endeavor, he departed in peace. May the blessing of his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the church celebrates the commemoration of St. George the Ascetic, St. Blasius the Martyr, and Anba Joseph the Bishop. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.